Last night, a man gave me a gift. And though it was but a simple mirror, it awakened feelings in me that I abandoned long ago. Hope for love and companionship, even though I am trapped in my husband's court.
Sadly, the diary does not name the man who gave her this mirror. I am not a fool. I realize that the queen is unhappy and yearns for someone to love her in a way that I never can. And yet I never imagined that she would betray me like this.
Well, certainly the queen would never act on these feelings.
Love makes people do foolish things.
And why have you called upon me, Your Majesty?
I need someone with your wits to learn the identity of the man who has stolen my wife's heart.
And what will you do to him once I have found him?
That is my concern, not yours. Now, tell me, Jeannie, can you find the man who gave the queen this mirror? Or not?
Miss Ginger, I really don't have time for more complaints about working conditions. The air temperature is not one of my areas.
Scintillating. Found anything good yet?
Yeah, better than good. She made this call a little over an hour ago.
I'll meet you tonight at Access Road 23 with the rest of your payment. Yes, it'll all be in cash. And I don't need to remind you that no one can know about this. Yes, I know it has to be tonight.
Who's on the other end?
He bugged the office, not the phone.
Oh, we're just going to have to find out.
Yeah.
A payoff in the woods. That's promising.
A payoff using stolen city funds.
Let's go find out who she's meeting.
Emma?
It won't stop.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah. You?